Skipper of Osses whacked his tail down hard upon the tabletop.
Stow the gab now, mateys. Your abbess wants a word.
Nodding thanks to Skipper, the abbess took paws into her dressing-gown sleeves and stood to address the Redwallers.
Listen carefully now. This won't take long. Summer's nearly here. It is a beautiful day outside, so here's my plan. I say we cancel all work and worries until tomorrow and let today be one of feasting and celebration for the three little lives that have arrived into our abbey. A triple birthday party out in the orchard.
Cheers of joy rang to the rafters of Great Hall. Brother Ginkgo was Redwall's bell ringer. Today he didn't stand below and pull on the ropes. Instead, he climbed the stairs to the steeple-top chamber, stood on the beams between the two bells, and operated them by pushing with both paws. The warm, brazen sounds rang out over Mossflower. Larks took to the meadow air, and woodland birds fluttered out over the green tree canopy, adding their morning songs to the bell tones, rising into a bright sunlit sky. Below, in the line of trees skirting the east ramparts, a furtive figure slunk close to the wall's edge. Wrinkle the ferret, last of the vermin band, being pursued by the hares, fled south along the woodland edge. Dried swamp mud clung to his matted fur as he hurried on, chewing roots and berries and casting fearful glances backward. Wrinkle hoped the bells were not ringing to denote that he had been spotted. He could see the figure of Brother Ginkgo framed against the open arches of the steeple chamber. He held still a while, then satisfied he had not been detected, Wrinkle left the shelter of the abbey wall to cut off over the south common lands, where he could see a stream that would provide him with drinking water. With the sun warm on his back and the bells booming in his ears, the ferret lay flat on his stomach, drinking greedily of the fresh stream water. After a while, he rose into a crouch, checking that he was still alone. He stared hard and long at what he saw. It seemed incredible, but he trusted the evidence of his own keen sight. Redwall's battlemented south ramparts were collapsing. The line of high, thick masonry had been breached by the fall of a massive tree, and farther along, the wall dipped and leaned inward, as if messed about by some colossal paw. Wrinkle backed into the shallows, still staring at the fractured outer wall. Following the stream course southeast to hide his tracks, he tucked Russ and Audrey's hardwood stick into his belt.
"Got to find the rapscallion armies,"
he muttered delightedly to himself.
"This information will make me an officer, a rap mark."
Brother Ginkgo had his back to the fleeing ferret. He shielded his eyes and stared hard at the two figures loping steadily down the path from the north toward the abbey. Hares! It was two hares!